very detailed information tonight, very detailed, can revolutionize your life in knowing how to yield a divine direction. Direction, I want you to write this word down, direction, guidance, leading. Isaiah 48:17. You who joined us with the broadcast, we just went on to start teaching. Isaiah 48:17. I want you to see this. This is my third part of divine direction. And tonight we want to emphasize divine direction is my birthright. Divine direction is my birthright. Now, in direction, there are going to be direction, there are going to be correction, protection, when you're directed, and there are going to be instruction. Now, in Isaiah 48:17, it says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Who with me? What he called? What he called? The Holy One of Israel. I am, now notice this, Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Which what? Leadeth thee by the way what? That thou shouldest go. So let me make a statement now. I don't know where you're headed, where you need to go, but I'm about to make a statement that's going to help you. Direction is the birthright of every believer. Divine direction is the birthright of every believer. Notice in that verse, God commits himself to lead you in the way you should go. Look at it. Look at it. It's God's commitment. I will lead you in the way you should go. So we have God's commitment to lead us in a way we should go with all the affairs of our life, whatever we're dealing with. You think God know where he's going? Think God gonna lead us in a hole or a black spot or something? No. God know, God is the light. So that's these things is my birthright. Now, the thing you have to understand is, you listening? Yes, your birthright is in the spirit. There are certain places you could lead babies. But there are places babies can't go. So in the spirit, we must mature if we want further leading. See, your body don't make no decision. It goes where you carry it. So we're talking about being led in the realm of the spirit. Yes, sir. To be directed, you have to be born again. That which is born of the flesh, that which is born of the spirit. So we're talking about spiritual leading. Write that down. So you have to be in tune to the spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Psalm 32:8. Quickly. Ha ha ha. Psalm 32:8. I love it. Look what this voice said. Look at this voice. You did it? You got somewhere to go? Look at this voice. You got somewhere you're trying to get?
Yes, sir.
Look at this voice. I will instruct thee.
Yeah.
And you know what I told you about instruction, right? What I told you about instruction?
Fly.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my own mind. So there you got. Instruct, teach, underline those words, and guide. That's a loaded voice there, boy. Look what he said. No, no. Where are you now? Where you need to go? In your life, where are you right now? I will instruct thee. And you missed the instruction, I'm going to teach you the way which thou should go. And in case you missed that, I will guide thee with my own. With mine eye. What? With my. Wait, who talking? God. I will guide thee with mine eye. You think he can see? You think God know where he's going? Why you think he said, I will guide thee with my own eye? He wants you to know how prolific, how profound this moment is in your life. You have a person guiding you who always know where he's going. And no mind about it. And no guessing about it. When he's leading you, you're going where you should go. Even in a storm. Turn to John 5:30. Let's see a secret of Jesus. John 5:30. Divine direction is my birthright. I don't have no business being lost in none of the affairs of my life. I've decided I will never be lost again. I don't care what happened. I'm going to know what to do. I'm going to know where to go. Here Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing as I hear I judge. Here's a statement under that voice. Hearing from God secured his destiny and preserved his ministry. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. See, that's the conclusion you had to come to if you're going to be divinely guided. How can I say this, Lord? There will come time you don't know where God's bringing you. You sort of totally confused, but you're holding on to the hem of his garment. Where you go, I'm going. Because you know at the end, through his instruction and teaching and leading and judging, he's going to take you to the right place. So you can't be led without faith. You cannot be led without hope. Galatians chapter 4. Immaturity causes stumbling and rumbling, never arriving, saying a lot of things, praying a lot of things, but never getting there because you're just a servant and you never stepped in your sonship. So there in Galatians 4, 1 through 6, you have marked that in, and then Galatians 1, 4, 1 through 6 qualify for Romans 8, 14. That one man with me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The rest of y'all got to look at your Bible. Why don't you memorize the voice? Jesus. Galatians 4, 1 through 6 qualify you for the benefit of Romans 8, 14.
Yes, sir.
There's a certain amount of spiritual maturity has to take place in your sonship that the Spirit of God said go left when everything else telling you go right. That's when you're going to start living.
Yes, sir.
When you can overrule your senses and the situation, that's when you're going to start living and still follow God. Them first six verses in Galatians 4 says a lot of things belong to you. You lord of them all. But because you have not matured in the Spirit, so you're not being led by the Spirit. So look at the sixth verse. Now, go back to the first verse. Be shouting and I don't know what you're shouting about. Pay close attention to that word, air. Air has to do with birthright. Okay. Now I said that the heir, as long as he's a what? Now he's using a comparison there of a natural setting to a spiritual setting. All right? Different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. How many of y'all with me on this verse? Hold this verse right here. We need to see this. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, as long as he has not grown up, different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. That's the way the average church has been. Because of immaturity, everybody looked the same. Go to the next verse. But it's under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the Father. Tutor and governor tell you what to go right, go left. You can't go there. You have no freedom because there's no maturity there.
Right.
You're like a little child locked in the house, full of power, but have no sense how to handle it. And so a lot of Christians are locked up like that because they're not matured in their sonship. So if they're not matured in their sonship, they cannot be led by the Spirit. See, your birthright for divine direction is in the Spirit. So if you academically commission, it won't work. You psychologically fit, it won't work. Okay? It's the Spirit. All right? So we're going to go to the next verse. We've got to get turned loose here. Even so, we, when we were children, well, what? To what? What? You see that? Go to the next verse. But when the, now here we go. Fullness of time was come, what? God did what? Tenfold who? 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 Why? To make you a son. We just like Jesus. Say, some of y'all scared to say that. We're just like Jesus. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Give me the next word. Oh, my goodness. To redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive what? The adoption of sons. Go to the next word. What verse that is? Fifth verse? That's the sixth verse. All right. And because you're a son, now God has sent forth what? The Spirit with the Spirit of the Son into your hearts. Jesus say Father. I say Father. And they give both of us the same answer. Now, go to Romans 8:14. Yes, see, that just qualifies you. See, people trying to be led by the Spirit of God, but if you're not matured in your sonship,
right,
you can't be led. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, what they are? They're the sons of God,
right.
But they got to know it.
Right. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all see that? You got to know how to become blind physically. Everything going wrong. The Lord said, go this way. Stop looking at all the other stuff. Your son, he's leading you into what? Green pasture. What? Still water. Path of righteousness. But he cannot do it unless you're a full, matured son or daughter. It's your birthright. Watch what I say. It's your birthright. Why you stay so uptight with things in life that can't hold you? Amen. A lot of your leading come through my mouth. Yes, sir. That's the way the Lord works. How come you come here sometime and nobody know what's going on and I say it? Then you won't know who told it. Marion going home be the Lord in my early years. Marion said, don't y'all tell me nothing no more. I didn't tell him nothing. Y'all don't tell me nothing no more. Every Sunday. Isaiah 9:6. And I'll make this statement. Let me make some statement to you. Let me go back up for you before we go there. One of the hallmarks of sonship is the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. It's the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. Until you develop into sonship, listen, the dominion God has reserved for you will never materialize. You heard that? Y'all look like me like y'all not hearing what I'm saying. You know, they all say, only thing Buck preaching tonight, huh? You don't never know what I'm going to do. One of the hallmarks of sonship is the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. Until you develop into sonship, that's Romans 4:1-6, the dominion God has reserved for you will never materialize. The dominion that God has for you will never materialize. The dominion that God has for you. See, you cannot walk in dominion not being led by the Spirit. With that dominion, all the spirits of destruction is stopped in your life tonight. Amen. You will begin to dominate ill will. When the enemy look for you next week, he said, she been gone for 2 hours. She moved into another spot. If you understand this, listen, I'll say this to you. Do you understand what I'm saying about your sonship being led by the Spirit? You will miss every trap that's been set for you. Because the Lord not going to leave me in no trap. So Satan cheese will not work no more. You'll see clean through it. Hallelujah. Oh. Until you're developing sonship, the dominion God has reserved for you will never materialize. Never materialize. Never materialize. The dominion. All right, turn to Isaiah 9:6. Just see if you agree with this. Ain't nobody in here greater than Jesus, right? Anybody in here think they're greater than Jesus? But I'm going to start running. I think I'll leave my car. I don't be around you when that bomb dropped. Remember the prophecy about Jesus in Isaiah 9:6? Huh? Watch what I say now. Until he became a son, the government could not be put on the shoulder. This house today is a house of apostolic government.
Yes, sir.
Whether you know it or not, apostolic government is being placed on you and your house, your businesses, whatever you do. You're being trained to rule in the midst of your enemy. They don't have to lose. They don't have to leave. You just rule in the midst of them. Listen, I wish somebody would receive this. My God, God has committed himself to your guardians. You must take advantage of it. You heard that? I got a question for you. If God has committed himself to your guardians, and so you must take advantage of it. Why are you going to leave here and try to handle it? Just waste my time. Why are you going to leave here and go right back to that thing and try to handle it the same way? And I've told you God is committed to your guardian. And God's going to lead you into green pasture in the mess. The enemy cannot block you. The enemy cannot stop you. When you matured enough in sonship to trust everything that God says. The situation said bad, bad. God said good, good. Why? Because he's capable of making bad good. What is your worst nightmare tonight? Look at me. Look up here. What are you dealing with? What part of your franchise you not enjoying? What's stealing your joy? What robbing you of your peace? Don't you know your man of God telling you how to get over that? I didn't come out here just to talk to you. I come out here to say, thus saith the Lord, you're free. Hell will never hold none of your stuff no more. It can't. Oh my goodness. You got your shouting clothes on? Listen to this. Turn to Isaiah 45. I love this. I've had this happen to me so many times. Looked like I was going the wrong way, but the Lord had told me to go that way. It worked out. Some of it I can't explain, but it worked out. I know why, but the details of it, I don't have it. I don't know how many things would knock out my way, but all I know, it worked out. And all I know is some people I saw. They don't know what happened, Brad. They don't know what happened. It worked out. So when he said, go in that direction, listen very carefully. He goes before you to make the crooked path straight. God don't send you nowhere that he don't go before you. Look at this, Isaiah 45, 2. I will go before thee and do what? Anybody ever had any crooked places in their life? Crooked situation. Now, here's the sad note. This is one of the benefits of direction, but if God has not sent you and you go, you will surely be confronted by a crooked path, which you don't have the power to make straight. Been there. So here's a good verse for you. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel. Hello. You'll find out tonight you really haven't been led like you thought you were. Boy, I want to dance now. Look at that boy. He kept my feet so many times. He will keep the feet of his saints. And the wicked shall be solemn in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. You have to be led, not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Now, you really want to note Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. I'll make this statement. When the anointed locates direction, when the anointed locate direction, when the anointed locate direction, the crooked places are made straight and the gates of brass are broken in pieces. Look at the three verses. Verses 1, Isaiah 45. May use it in Baltimore because it's such a powerful scripture. Isaiah 45, 1, wake up back there. I left Samuel alone 2 years ago. Thus said the Lord to who? How many of y'all God anointed? How many of y'all know your God's anointed?
Right. Yes, sir.
All right. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lines of king to open before him the two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Go to the next verse. Of course, shall I boss you? I will go, what? And make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces anything trying to hold you out. The gates are broken. And cut it. I'll cut. In a sunder, the bars of mine. Why, Lord? Give me the next word. Why accept trash when you can have treasure? Say, why accept trash? And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, was called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Y'all ain't gonna clap over there? Your trash carrying day is over. In divine order. Here's what comes up in my spirit. In divine order, you can cause your trouble to tremble.
Yeah.
And your trouble will wish it had never seen you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I hear one demon saying they're going to sign somebody else to this house. I ain't going back there. But better be known, they got many more to go to. Many more take the assignment. Don't think you're going fancy, foot loose and fancy free. Matthew 4:19. Here's a statement now. You got to pass this now. You got to hear what I'm saying now, okay? Are you listening?
Yes.
Be willing to be led. Write that down. Be willing to be led. He said in Matthew 4:19, and he said, then follow me and I will make you fishers of men. But you have to be willing to be led. What I say? Listen to this statement. See, can you agree with it? God's commitment to guide you will amount to nothing if you on your part do not commit yourself to be led. I like that, man. Listen, it sounds simple, but it's so powerful. God's commitment to guide you will amount to nothing if you on your part do not commit yourself to be led. And I wrote down a very simple text, Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I should not walk because I'm going to let him lead me. Where he leads you? Green pasture, side still water, path of righteousness. Walk through the valley of shadow of death. Then when he leads you, goodness and mercy father behind you. You can stop to the table, drink out a cup running over, get a fresh anointing. But if you don't commit to be led, if you're going to try some of these seeker-sensitive strategies that have come into the church and worldly strategies that have come into the church instead of following the Spirit, everything look good is not good. You know, Jesus said it. Jesus told us. He says, the straight gate, not a whole lot of folk can go through that at the same time. You got to be straight to go through that gate. And the narrow way, few be therein. He told us what's going to be happening. See, you think because the church got 14,000 members, it's got it going on. No, baby. No, that's not necessarily so. Everybody not going where you going. Everybody don't want to live out. Come on, girl, we got to have some fun. What you call fun, funk? No, I'm just asking you. Prayed, got women, got me praying. I'm praying for a husband. Then all of a sudden, after some months and years of waiting, they decide to go to a barroom. They got one. Where you find him at? Jeremiah 17. Verse 5. This is why a lot of men are suffering so much today. Thus saith the Lord. What? Christ be the man that trusts in man. Now you know what Isaiah 53:1 says, right? Go ahead and look at it. That make his flesh his arm. You see what he said? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Not the arm of the flesh, the arm of the Lord. You remember what the Lord said about his finger, right? The enemy can't even stand up to his finger. But go back to Jeremiah here now. Go back. Jeremiah 17:5. You forgot? Thus said the Lord, Christ be the man that trusted in man and make his flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. Go to the next verse. This verse. For he shall be like the heat in the desert. Look at the next thing. And shall not see when good coming because he got to trust in man. He's not in the spirit. He's in the flesh. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit. Go to the next verse. Here we go. Here we go. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And what? whose hope. What about him? Give me the next verse. The other man didn't see the good coming. This man won't even see the heat. Won't see when heat coming. You know what heat is, right? When something trying to stop it. Y'all done had some heat. I know I have. Things come in my life. She'll not see when the heat coming, but her leaf shall be green. Led by the Spirit, shall not be careful in the year of drought. When things not going right, don't have to be careful. Now that shall cease from yielding fruit. I mean, you talk about a drought, right? You know what a drought is? What is that? Well, you say don't keep yielding fruit. You remember the economic crisis they say they went through?
Right.
You remember, right? Y'all was alive? They went through it. Not my fault. I taught you how not to go through it. Don't be looking at me like that. They went through it. I will never go through an economic crisis. I don't know how to be broke.
I forgot. Forever.
Don't take that for real now. Take that. What?
Thank you, Lord.
You just read Isaiah 45, 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
The mysteries and the secrets of God's treasure are with you. There are men of themselves and rely so much on themselves that they have missed God. See, can you agree with this as we talk about being led by the Spirit? Because when you're led by the Spirit, God leads you into His plan. All right? Now, here's a statement. There is no regret in following God's plan. You just read about Jeremiah. You know Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the plan I have for you, said the Lord. You see it? Jeremiah 29 and 11. Honor is reserved for all who will follow God's leading. Look like that don't mean much to you. Let me say it again because you don't know what I'm saying. Honor is reserved for all who will follow. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Because then all of y'all get it. Y'all don't got it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, this is leadership. And lean not unto thy own understanding. Now, hold that voice. This is not going to work in being led. You got to trust the Lord. And you got to get rid of that own understanding. And that phone call too. Talk about you can't. You're Craig too bad. You dropped the phone and cried. I really thought they were going to pass it. Life is not over. Go back and check with God. Don't you let that man kill your dream with figures and he don't know you have changed. First thing, we got to do business, but don't put all your trust in them business. Go to them, trust in the Lord. So if they drop you, walk on out. The Lord not through with you yet. The Lord didn't never, you couldn't tell you couldn't have it. People gave me stuff with bad credit. Man, I'm sitting there talking to the man said, I'll sign for you. I said to myself, you don't know what you're doing. Then they won't sell so bad, you know. Next they're jacking you up, they're jacking themselves up. What did I tell you, son? Psalm 3:5. Come on, what you have at Proverbs 3:5? Why we got? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on your understanding. Give me the next verse. He should do what? So your path need. Your path need. How many of y'all ever made the wrong turn? How many of y'all it cost you for a long time? How many of y'all bought something 3 days later you didn't want it? All the neighbor has seen it, they don't look too good no more. You got a $400 note on it. The people don't want to take it back. Then the enemy laughing. You're going on to the 10th verse on that. I'm just going to move. Now, I went through this by being led by the Spirit. This statement I'm about to make now. I went through this. I don't know if any of y'all have gone through this. It says, honor is reserved for all who will follow God's leading. Okay, sometimes you're following God, don't look like things working out. And what happened, people will, pity you initially. But at the end, you will become a man or a woman to be envied. God never let his children become an invalid. He will move them in position if they keep following him and trusting him and honoring him and glory him. Got me? Now, here's a danger. What I say? Lamentation 3, here's a danger. Write this in your note. Assumption or direction. Assuming you're being led, get you killed. Assumption or direction. Lamentation 3:37, speak to this. Who is he that says, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? See, you can't assume you're being directed. On the other hand, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faith is he that called it. You who also what? Will do it. Class, wake up. The difference between assumption and direction, when God directs, he is also on hand to do it. This commission, this church, this ministry. Huh? He commanded me to do it. That's why we got our function sweatless. Notice a ministry who started itself. They're sweating every day. They're trying to get people. They're trying to do everything because they started themselves. God did not command it. They started it. They've struggled with it all their life. In the book of Judges, Gideon had never fought a battle in his life. But suddenly, he became a commander. Why? He was a poor farmer, the least in his family. And his family was the least in Israel. Listen. But when God called him, number one, the anointing came with the call. Listen now, I want you to hear this. I don't want you to miss this. Tell somebody next to you, don't miss this. I teach y'all so much, y'all like y'all get satisfied sometimes not listening. And direction, say I'm listening, gives birth to accomplishment. So a lot of accomplishment has been aborted in your life. For you listen to the wrong voice. Gideon. God gave him a vision. He told him, thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. But it is said, but much more, he directed him on how to go about it. So with that, he became an outstanding success in Israel. You know, he started off as nobody, nothing, least in his family. The divine direction. I probably was the most trifling thing in my family. I ain't want to do no hard work. I ain't want my hand dirty. Turn to Judges 8:22 quickly. Man led by the Spirit, a man who started off as nothing and nobody, then when led by the Spirit, had such wisdom, because wisdom direct, you know, in Proverbs 10. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us. Look like you know where you're going. Hold thou and thy son, and thy son's sons also. I trust your whole family. For thou have delivered us from the hand of the Midian. If nothing speak like something happened to you after you're told to do something. See, they said, man, look how successful we are. I even listened to Leroy Jr. I listened to Montrell. I listened to Donnell. I listened to Shauna. I'm going to turn Shauna loose after a while. She better be praying. There ain't going to be no woman there. I ain't got time for all that woman there and all that stuff. Going to be everybody there when she come. I ain't going back there. Judge 8:28. Y'all got too many days now. Y'all be ruling us up in here. Y'all smart, you know. I know y'all smart. I've been married 45 years, you know. And how many times you say we've been together? 47 years? How many years have we been together? About 50? I'm having my 50th anniversary next year. I've been with you 50 years. What I got to wait for? 50 years, Brad. See, I start stuff. I don't just follow everything. I start some stuff. How long are you with Denise before you married? You know? I can't hear you. 2 years? How long have you been married? Well, you got a while to go. You. That's just 41, right? You got 9 more years to go. Judges 8:28, thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their head no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the day of Gideon, because he knew how to be led by God. When you are on track with God, your enemies are irrelevant. I don't worry about no enemy. I got plenty of enemies. I don't worry about them. All I want to do is not be derailed. Right. Stay on the track. Right. Right. Oh, yes, sir. He said, why would the man get out of the cart, the chariot? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Who knows? What? What she said, John? You ain't heard her? You ain't listening hard enough, John. Who know it? You know it? Why would you get out the chariot to do what? To do what? To do what, John? Yes. That's what I was looking for. You done got out of your chariot to choke a peasant who threw the tomato. Not a peasant in control. You done miss your appointment. And it was a $78,000 deal. You out there choking a peasant. You know what I'm saying, right? When you're on track with God, get this, your enemies are irrelevant. Listen, children, hear from God and you will live well on the earth. Write it down. Direction, you ready? Is the key to distinction. No one succeeds by power. No one triumphs by might in the kingdom of God. We only triumph by the unction of the Holy Spirit as we follow his direction. Y'all getting this? Right, I'm going to close in a minute. Because I talked before you got here. Now, locating God's direction. Locating God's direction. I love this. Locating God. What I say?
Locating God.
I'm going to tell you how to do it now. You ready? There are two major ways by which we receive divine direction or instruction. Number one, the word of God. Number two, the voice of the Spirit. Look at Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light to my path. Amen.
Amen.
You listening? Here's a statement. The word of God directs you on how to go about your job or any assignment committed into your hand. You listening? You're a word lover, you'll never lack direction. If you're a word lover, listen to me, you will never lack direction. I don't remember the last time I was puzzled. I got too many scriptures hollering at me. Leroy! Left! Back up a little bit. Speed up! If you're a word lover, and I am a word lover, I love the Lord, I love his word, you will never lack direction. Isn't that something? Tell you why. You read this sometime in Luke 5. Peter and his men in Luke 5 labored all night until Jesus came. Divine direction, what I say? Comes from the word. And who is the word?
Jesus.
Write this down. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and verse 14. I gave you these before. You know the four things of 2 Timothy 3:16? Can you get them out for me right quick? Because I want them to understand it. Turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. I want you to understand, I taught my class last night on Ephesians 4, what the fivefold ministry gives for in verse 11, what it's supposed to produce. And this verse, there's another verse that says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, doing what? What? The word of truth. But that's 1 Timothy 2:15, I think it is. 2 Timothy 2:15. And this 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Get that in your note. And here we have 2 Timothy 3:16. Write this down. You can receive direction from this scripture to stay with your assignment. Another word there, the Holy Spirit calling my attention. Direction from God will keep you in divine alignment with your assignment. That's where your blessings really are. If you led here to assist this ministry, you don't have to be on top. The blessing gonna come right on you.
Yes, sir.
As you do what you're supposed to do. Yes, you follow me?
Yes,
so I want to close with giving you this in 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yes,
the fourth thing that the word will do for an individual. Number one, doctrine. You see that? See that word doctrine? All scripture is given by instrument of God and it's profitable for what? Doctrine. I'll give you this before, but I want you to get it because we're talking about being led by the Spirit. The doctrine means the established order of God. You want to make sure that you operate in the established order of God. Now, you would think this next word is reproof is a bad word. But it's dismantling of erroneous teaching and erroneous thinking. This manner, you can't follow God. You understand me? You cannot follow God if you got wrong thinking and wrong teaching. So that's what reproof means. Correction. I'm closed. I got one more correction. The assimilation of truth in thought process. That is powerful, isn't it? The assimilation of truth. See, the word of God will do that. The word of God will give you establishing divine order. It dismantle erroneous teaching, erroneous thinking, and then it assimilate truth in thought process. Then instruction. Listen at this. Instruction. You ready? You sure? The systematic application of God's word in your life. The systematic application. You know what that means? Huh? You'll never lose again.
Amen.
So doctrine means the established order of God. Reproof there. Dismantling of erroneous wrong teaching, and wrong thinking. So you got to be reproved. Somebody got to jerk that out of here. Correction, the assimilation of truth in thought process. Because you're going to follow your thoughts. You know that, right? Or yeah, if you don't correct them, you're going to follow your thoughts. As a man think it. If you look at that text, and we don't have time to look at it now, in that text where the man thinking is a guy who's saying something like he's going to feed you and treat you nice, but you better know what they're thinking. I love it. I try to be a student here. The systematic application of God's word in your life. Powerful, man. Yeah. I mean, you're just blessed. We'll take up, I got to tell you some more about direction. We'll take up in our next section on divine direction. We'll talk about getting instruction and doing them. Tell you more about instruction. And then we'll talk about the voice of the Spirit. We've got a few things to still talk about in this divine direction. All right? Then we've got to pass the acid test. So we've got to tell you what the acid test is so you'll know. Or how to deal with the acid test. Nothing worth having if you don't have to pass a test. Then I'm going to give you a few benefits of direction that I haven't told you yet, all right? All right, amen.